In the words of Miyamoto, practice and understand the realization that by knowing one way, you know a thousand. Miyamoto dedicated his life to mastering the sword. When he was younger, he trained from dusk till dawn recklessly and pushed his boundaries further and further. In fact, he left his home village when he was 15 or 16 to travel the country and learn from the best masters and to challenge any fighter that had a reputation for dueling. A quest that would amazingly never see him fall short and lose. Miyamoto feared none. His aspirations were comparable to none, and thanks to his irreproachable, reckless training, his skills became second to none. His method would be recognized and feared. And even though Miyamoto learned just one art, he knew how to express it in thousands of ways. We currently live in a world in which we're showered by countless possibilities and opportunities, something that we should value and acknowledge. And so, one might think that sooner or later, everyone finds the right opportunity that's aligned with one's own aspirations, and that eventually everyone becomes fulfilled. But reality is rarely so straightforward. Indeed, those many possibilities can often give birth to even bigger anxieties. So often, in fact, that there's even a term for it. Decision paralysis. It's like when you enter a self-service buffet. You have the right to put whatever you want on your plate, and at the beginning, your enthusiasm is immeasurable. But the more you consider what's actually in the buffet, the more anxious you become. Indeed, many delicious dishes might be laid out for you, but the human stomach is only so big. So you serve yourself a bit of this and take a little bit of that, all to have one big messy plate at the end that you can't even finish, let alone taste it properly with everything on the plate mixing together as you eat. In your attempt not to miss out on anything, everything becomes a confusing, unpalatable mess, and you're left staring at an empty plate. And that is exactly what's happening in the world right now. People are often disoriented in the face of many opportunities they encounter, unable to filter them and focus on just one. Many people also think they can be good at everything, so they jump from one skill to the next, but since they lack the patience and focus to reach a level of deep understanding, they end up abandoning that opportunity altogether. And so they get depressed, wondering why they never reached the level they intended, decide that's just the way of things, and move on to the next activity. And so the cycle begins again. So what we can learn from this is that when you try different fields and different opportunities without really getting deep into them and giving yourself the time to grasp them, you can never truly gain the full benefit from them. Your mission to find the path where you'll feel fulfilled will always be in restart mode. Like Miyamoto, we need to give ourselves time to truly grasp what's in our hands and filter any noise that's outside of it, regardless of how tempting it can be. Like Miyamoto, we should not feel content by knowing just the superficial aspect of a discipline when the beauty of it is ingrained inside. Like Miyamoto, we should dedicate our time to one skill and make thousands of ways out of it. Of course, you can then move to another skill, like Miyamoto did when he first moved to writing and philosophizing, but not before fully grasping the skill at hand first.